Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
It's opening night Friday on the big stage, the Lackland Performing Arts Center, as Centenary Stage Company presents Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Jersey Lily. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's mastermind detective Sherlock Holmes, sidekick Dr. Watson, and witty playwright Oscar Wilde come to life in this delightful play as Holmes must find a blackmailer and stolen intimate letters exchanged with the Prince of Wales. Performances are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, plus Wednesday through Sunday for the next 2 weeks. It's elementary, my dear wanderer. You should not miss this show. And the Country Gate Players in Belvedere wrap up their staging of Young Frankenstein, a musical version of Mel Brooks' film by the same name, with shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with evening and matinee performances. It's alive! Ridge Valley Conservancy hosts another Sip and Art soiree at 8 p.m. Friday in Blairstown, where you will learn about art, art history, and how to find your personal language in imagery. Lots of daytime outdoor activities this weekend as Donaldson Farms near Hackettstown has its Harvest Festival weekends, and Four Sisters Winery near Belvedere continues its Family Harvest Weekends. Both run Saturday and Sunday and have lots of activities for the whole family. Historic Waterloo Village holds another Canal Day event Saturday. Demonstrations include the arts of the tinsmith, blacksmith, seamstress, and carpentry. Plus, there are boat rides on the canal and entertainment from singing historian Roy Justice. Now, Hackettstown has become quite a beer town, and this Saturday they are holding Oktoberfest there from noon to 8 p.m. Zigmeister Brewery, Homebrew University, and Manskirt Brewing will host the activities, contests, music, drinks, and food at their plots. Plus, Warren of Homebrew University will conduct brewing demos, a wiener dog race, barrel roll competition, costume contest, and lots more await you in Hackettstown. Ever wish you could meet aviatrix Amelia Earhart? Well, you can, sort of. As Well Sweep Herb Farm near Port Murray holds a fall harvest celebration Saturday evening at 6 with honor guest Amelia Earhart, portrayed by acclaimed actress Pat Jordan from the American Historical Theater. A delicious feast is included, so reservations in advance are required. There are so many opportunities to hear live music, I don't know how you're going to choose. Warren County Community Singers present Cabaret Cafe, their annual showcase of soloists and small groups, at 7 p.m. on Saturday in Phillipsburg. This year's theme is Sing Me a Love Song. Half Annie, a group of three women guitarists and singers, will give a benefit concert for Haven of Hope for Kids at St. Luke's Church in Hope at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Half Annie is a descendant of Often Annie, an all-female rock and roll cover band that played the tri-state area back in the late 70s and early 80s. Three of those six members have reunited to form Half Annie and concentrate on beautiful harmonies as a folk trio. Another amazing singer and songwriter is nearby Saturday, as Susan Werner performs at Royce Hall in Blairstown. Equally at home on guitar or piano, her distinctive and highly crafted songwriting is liberally dosed with pockets of humor, wit, heartbreak, incisive social commentary, and kick-ass rowdiness. And Saturday's Music in Milagro at Villa Milagro Vineyards features Dave Richards Connection, presenting a Coltrane tribute. Doors open at 6 for an included wine tasting, music from 7 to 9. On Sunday, you can start your day with outdoor yoga at White Lake at 8:30 a.m. or meet in Port Colden for a 16-mile hike along the Morris Canal route from Hackettstown to Washington, led by Michael Helbing of Metro Trails. Antler Ridge Wildlife Sanctuary, which usually is not open to the public, is hosting a Hay Bales of Hope benefit from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with vendors for crafts, kids face painting, balloon artists, food, and insight into the rehabilitation of wildlife. Warren County's museums, located at Morris Canal sites, are open this Sunday from 1 to 4. And there's a family fun day and pig roast at Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi starting at 1. The Voodoos are unplugged in the Music Under the Arbor series at Alba Vineyard Sunday starting at 1. And there's a Rizzo's Reptile Discovery Show at Pequest Trout Hatchery at 2 p.m. Sunday. Plus, all weekend long, there's the Hayride of Horrors at Corrado's Farm. And all weekend long, the Delaware River Railroad Excursions have their pumpkin picking and corn maze Great Pumpkin Train and the Warren County Winery Train. You can find out more about these and other great events in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter you'll find at www.explorewarren.org. Sign up to receive it weekly, and happy wanderings.
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.